KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's mostly cloudy and 25 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. A former elementary student in the community of Anita has filed a lawsuit in federal court claiming the school's principal and superintendent knew that a former teacher abused girls and failed to report it. The girl and her mother, who are not named, claim she also was abused. The girl was a student until 2011 at Anita Elementary, one of the schools in the Consolidated Camp School District. Last October, 66-year-old former teacher William Folks pleaded guilty to sexual exploitation of a minor. He received a suspended prison sentence and probation. A lawsuit filed yesterday claims that Principal Larry Hunt and Superintendent Steve Pelzer knew about Folks' behavior, but allowed him to resign in 2010. Folks wasn't charged until last March. School District Attorney Rick Frank of Denison said he hadn't seen the lawsuit Monday afternoon and therefore couldn't comment until he reviewed it. Pelzer, Hunt, and Folks did not return calls seeking comment. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Authorities and others in Pottawatomie County spent about 4 hours rounding up an escaped load of hogs Monday following an accident in Avoca. Sheriff's officials told the Daily Nonpareil the incident happened at around 2:30 p.m. when a semi-trailer truck tipped over onto its right side by the intersection of West Baker and North Chestnut Streets in Avoca. The unidentified driver of the truck was not injured, but some of the hogs died as a result of the accident. All of the hogs that were on the loose were corralled and waiting for transport by around 6:15 p.m. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports one person faces felony theft and burglary charges following a joint investigation by authorities in Mills in Montgomery County and the Iowa State Patrol. 31-year-old Damian Allen Govig of Red Oak was charged with first-degree theft, a Class C felony, two counts of second-degree theft, a Class D felony, and burglary in the third degree, also a Class D felony. Officials say the events leading up to Govig's arrest began at around 8 a.m. Monday when the Montgomery County Communications Center received a report about a burglary in 1900 block of G Avenue in Red Oak. After deputies arrived, they determined someone gained entry into a building on property owned by Michael Echternacht and Jeffrey Fort. Numerous items of value were taken during the burglary, including a 2002 Ford pickup and attached 2013 Finish Line trailer. After the pickup and trailer were later involved in an accident on Highway 275 in Mills County, authorities began an active search for the driver. While that was underway, the stolen property was recovered from inside the vehicle and trailer. Govig was located and taken into custody in association with the burglary and theft. A Sioux City man has pleaded guilty to vehicular homicide in connection with a fatal crash. The Sioux City Journal reports 28-year-old Lenny Schofield Jr. pleaded guilty Monday to vehicular homicide and operating while intoxicated. A plea agreement includes an 11-year prison sentence. Prosecutors say Schofield was driving on Iowa Highway 141 near Mapleton in November of 2011 when his car veered into an oncoming truck. His passenger, Robert Palmer, later died. Authorities in Page County say one person was flown by helicopter to an Omaha trauma center following a single vehicle accident that occurred Saturday morning about 3 miles east of Essex. 40-year-old Jacob Wookie of Stanton was injured when a full-size pickup he was driving through a bean field drove over a terrace, jarring him in his seat. The accident happened at around 10:50 a.m. off of H Avenue between 170th and 160th Streets. Wookie was flown from the scene by Mercy One to Creighton Hospital. There's no report on his condition. Damage to his 2004 Ford F-250 Super Duty pickup was estimated at just $100. Essex Fire and Rescue assisted the Page County Sheriff's Department at the scene of that accident. KJAN News Time is 7:11.
The right insurance company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Robert W. Pierce, age 85, of Panora, died Saturday at Lakeside Village in Panora. Services for Robert Pierce will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora, with the Twig Funeral Home of Panora in charge of arrangements. 62-year-old Billy Carl Marples, age of Elkhorn, died Thursday at the Salem Nursing Home at Elkhorn. Services for Billy Marples will be today at 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Donald Madsen, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Kimbleton, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Don Madsen will be this afternoon at 1:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Gregory Edwards, age 58, of Adair, died Friday at his home. Services for Greg Edwards will be held today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Ockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has the arrangements. Orville Bernard Rocker, age 82, of Harlan, died Friday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Orville Rocker will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Rebecca Lee Bartlett, age 28, of Bagley, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rebecca Bartlett will be held Friday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Junith A. Conrad, age 78, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Services for Junith Conrad are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. And in Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.